Gravitas Impact offers a global community of the world's top business coaches. We strive to empower our coaches and clients alike to achieve their extraordinary goals.
Hello, this is Keith Kopp, CEO of Gravitas Impact Premium Coaches, and today we are with Sarah Castiglione. Sarah is a consultant and coach from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and also a former coach within Gravitas Impact, and she's currently working on her doctorate, her PhD, in leadership and systemic innovation. So think in terms of innovation optimization at Oregon State University here in the Pacific Northwest. So Sarah, it's good to have you here with us today as we talk about innovation.
Hi, thank you very much for having me here. It's a great honor to participate and share some ideas with you and the coaches all around the world.
Okay, and also CEOs for the mid-market. Part of our podcast is focused at the CEO in the mid-market, as well as our coaches, of course. So as we chat here, Sarah, during this podcast, think in terms of the man or woman in the mid-market worldwide who's trying to build a great growth company. And so let's go ahead and start. You have a quote from Mahatma Gandhi that you like to use as kind of your challenge quote or statement. Why don't you share that with us?
Okay. It will not be exactly as Gandhi says. I am going to change it a little. I would say, be the system you want to see in the world, not the change, the system. And that especially connects with the purpose. When we talk about purpose, It's what we really want to see in the world. Mm-hmm. Something that's missing, something we think we can work there and make a change we want to see in the world.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start peeling that onion a little bit. So be the change, okay, be the system. What are the components of that, and what things inhibit us from building the system to create change and what we want to be in the world?
Okay, so sometimes we don't realize we are part of that system, and we often see it from the outside, let's say, as if we were on a plane or in a helicopter, and we think that maybe things are going to change just because we look at them. Really and truly, we are inside the system, we are part of that system, and if we want to make the change, we have to do the change. But we have to be there. First, we have to address that we are part of that huge system. Let's say we are talking about education. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you don't have to be a teacher or a student or the director of an institute. Mm-hmm. We are teaching every time and at every moment. And nowadays, you don't need to go to university to get knowledge. There are other sources. So we are part of that system. Mm-hmm. We are building the knowledge at every moment.
How important is it to step back and to identify or diagram or really kind of chart out the existing system you're a part of that you want to change?
It's really important, because if you don't understand what's going on there, it's very difficult that you can make the impact you want to make. Mm-hmm. For instance, let's say you are talking of a supply, the supply chain or something, or distribution. Many people sometimes they say, no, I want to do something new. First, see what's going on. Maybe that new thing is being done some other part of the world. Mm-hmm. We not always have to change everything. First, we have to see what's going on, what are the connections, mm-hmm. what things are broken and there's no connection, where the information is coming from and coming to, mm-hmm. who collect that information? Is that information curated, mm-hmm. or it's only data? Because mm-hmm. sometimes we are like receiving a lot of data, and data is not information. Information is something you use. Mm-hmm. Data is something that comes to you or comes out to you, but in when we start working with it, it transforms in, let's say, useful information.
Mm-hmm. So. And what are some of the impediments for change or building a system into for the future to get to your purpose?
The first and main problem is not technology, because technology is available, let's say. If you mm-hmm. have enough money or enough contacts, you will get the information one way or the other. But the real problem is people. Mm-hmm. We as people sometimes don't want to change. Mm-hmm. Or people in our team don't want to change, or people in our society don't want to change. Mm-hmm. So that would be the main issue to address. How to realize that if we keep on being like we are, like inertia, following what we are doing, mm-hmm. this is not going to change.
Mm-hmm. So take us through a scenario here. Let's say that I'm a CEO of a mid-market business. We have a bright purpose and future in our minds. And talk about some of the steps we would get to defining that and overcoming challenges, the people challenges.
Okay. The first problem, you have to try to understand what's going on. So let's say you want to grow and there's some barriers. Let's say they're invisible barriers. You don't see them. So once you start to question why you are in that position and why you are not in the other position, you will realize that maybe there's small changes you can do. It's like, I will remember the exact word in English, something to lift something else. I cannot recall the word, but it will come to my mind. So once you realize what's going on, you start drawing the present and the future, where you want to be. Then you are going to start questioning the people with you, why we are not there yet. And you are going to use the word yet that will help you say, okay, we are not there yet. But in your mind, you are there. So then you will figure out that there are many barriers, that most of them are connected with behavior, with past behavior, with learned behavior. One of the most important that you find is kill the messenger. Somebody in the past, somebody did something that was not correct, so you kill that messenger. So next time something happened, instead of coming and tell you, oh, well, this is what's going on, they are going to save it for them and wait till the bomb explodes. So if that behavior continues, there is no way the team can build what they need because they will be afraid. Being afraid is one of the biggest barriers we have, let's say, to change, to innovate, and to be creative. Because in order to be creative, you have to be in a state of mind that being wrong or fail or all of that stuff is okay. I'm not saying by that you have to fail as a company. There are many ways you have to fail, like in a contained way, sort of speaking. When you are prototyping, when you are playing, you are allowed to do that. When you try with a small piece of market, you are allowed. You are not allowed when everything is ready and you say, oh, I forgot that part, it's terrible. No, not there. But teams have to feel safe in safe environments to come fail, let's say. But as leaders and as you say, middle company CEOs, we have to be ready to prepare that environment for them. We have to be ready to say, okay, now we are practicing. This is the time to fail. This is the time for crazy ideas. This is the time to play. When we play, then we don't play. We have to gain some money. That's the stuff.
So let me summarize a little bit then. And so if I'm a mid-market CEO, I have a current state of the company now. And so kind of documenting, visualizing, charting out what that is important. And then the future state you want to be with your team, what does that look like? And then this is a key tool for a leader, is asking, why are we not there yet? I mean, that sentence is a tool. Hey, team, this is the future state we'll all agree to. Why don't you think we're there yet? And that creates hope and a bridge. So you talk through that, and then creating an environment where people can be very truthful and authentic of why and where the impediments are, is what I heard you say, and not penalizing them for that.
Sure. And keep in mind that many times, if we are the team leaders, we are the barrier. I would say 95% of the time, the team doesn't grow because I don't want to grow, because I'm afraid of growing and I'm afraid of taking the next step. And I say, oh, if we fail, I don't know what we're going to do. So just keep in mind that sometimes we are looking outside for the problem. And many, many times we are the problem. So I would highly recommend that before doing this exercise with the team, we do it by ourselves and say, am I the barrier? Am I stopping the change in my company? And if the answer is yes, okay, let's find a coach and address that. First, we have to, first we have to be ready for the change, then the others can do it. Because there are, in general, two possible ways to change. One is bottom up and the other one is top down. We are the top. So if we are used to doing that stuff top down, if we don't do it, it will be very hard. And if it's bottom down, they will start doing a lot of great stuff. And when they get to the point, they have to explain their ideas or whatever, they are going to find, like, let's say a wall, and they're going to hit that wall, and they'll say, I am not going to do that again because I hit the wall. So the main problem probably is us.
Okay.
Us when we are team leaders.
Yeah, and now we're getting really to the heart of our conversation. What I hear you saying, kind of provocative statement, is we, the CEO, may be the biggest impediment to executing and building the vision of the future of the company. And so we must start within. This gets back to what Gandhi said, right? Be the change that you want to be. So how does the CEO do that? How does, and I'm a CEO too, how do we, with a pretty strong ego, thinking we know a lot of the answers and generally high control leaders, how do we deal with that?
Okay, first of all, we have to stay humble. And nobody knows everything nowadays. There's so much data, knowledge. We don't know everything. We have to understand that our team, if it's a good team and if we pick the persons properly, has a lot to give to that process, and that we have to trust our team and trust our guts, because in some way we are going to do the change together. So stay humble, I would say. Trust your team. Trust the outsiders, because sometimes we have some kind of blindness. We say, no, this is what I have to do. This is in my guts. I know this is the truth. But sometimes some people from the outside, we will call that the environment. And so, I think it's not that way. I think you should probably go the other way. And we should give it a try and say, okay, what if I take the other path instead of this path? Let's try. Let's make some small experiment. But we have to be ready to experiment, to have fun, because this is not the, let's say, the cash cow. At the moment, that will not be the cash cow. It will be something different. It will be experimentation. But if you stay humble and you understand the process and you understand that it is going to take time, and that it's going to be a growth path for your whole team, at the end the results are awesome. And but stay humble, I think, is the because all of CEOs have egos, and also the person on your team has ego. We in some places they say we have to leave the word ego and start talking about eco, like an ecosystem, and other ones talk about evolving, changing the state from here to a higher place. Instead of ego, evo. It's crazy, but
it's very memorable.
We have to think of that in that level.
So a couple things that come to mind, then Marshall Goldsmith, the great coach of coaches worldwide, wrote a book, the title, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. So that rings true. And then Jim Collins talked about firing bullets before cannonballs, which is the process of small innovations and risks until they hit the market and have good results. It sounds like those two principles are at work here in this process.
Yeah, the first one, I think it's really powerful. Could you please remind the exact wording?
So what got you here won't get you there.
Okay, the problem with that nowadays is that they used to teach us things from the other century. And now in a complete different century, and the context and the environment is changing so rapidly that the things we learn cannot work now. So it's so different that maybe a great idea, let's say 10 years ago, doesn't work now. Mm-hmm. Let's say 2 months ago, doesn't work now. And the other one, it says our first bullets, not the big ones. Mm-hmm. That's part of the innovation process, mm-hmm. and the creative process. You have to be very, very, you have to be ready to do small experiments, really small ones. You are not going to, let's say, market something. Mm-hmm. You're going to try, like with a very small experiment, see what happens. Small experiment, see what, and you are going to keep on learning on that. And at one point, you can say, it was bullshit. Mm-hmm. And in another one, you will say, that works. Mm-hmm. So you will keep on with the work stuff. The only thing I am going to add here is, mm-hmm. I hear the other day, it was awesome. If you have a dead horse, you have to realize and you have to assess it's a dead horse. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we know it's dead. Mm-hmm. And we say, oh, maybe if I give him some hormones, it can run faster. No, it will not. It's dead. So the whole purpose of doing this small experiment is if they work, I learn and I keep on adding stuff and make the product better. If they don't, they are a dead horse. I have to let them rest in peace, mm-hmm. and don't ever come back to them. Mm-hmm. That is the really hard stuff when you talk with CEOs. Mm-hmm. Because, no, it was my idea. I love it. I'm in love with it. It's mine. It's lovely. It's a dead horse. Mm-hmm. So in the process, when you realize it's a dead horse, it's time to let it go, rest in peace. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay, one last question. What's a CEO to do with this? What action would you want the leaders listening to the podcast to take?
I would make a call to action. Mm-hmm. I would say, go to different places, get involved in your community, mm-hmm. see if somebody needs you, because then you are going to need them and you can ask for the exchange. And try to understand the system you are playing so you can change it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go ahead and recap quickly what we just learned. The big idea I take away as a fellow CEO is CEOs, leaders of mid-market companies, we are the biggest roadblock to innovation. And I say that with firmness and also care. We are the biggest roadblock to innovation. And Sarah shared with us three things we can do to blow that roadblock away. Number one, humility. Okay, be humble. Number two, trust. Trust the team. And number three, risk. Be willing to take risks. Humility, trust, and risk taking.
For more valuable content and actionable resources, visit www.gravitasimpact.com.